If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
The distractions are so many and they're so engrossing. You know, if you get out of high school, you don't know what to do, and then you start playing video games and you're on social media, a day can slip by like that.
Yeah.
A day becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year, and before you know it, you're 30.
Yeah, right.
And you haven't done shit.
Yeah.
And that's really common. That's really common today. And I don't think we can ignore those factors, the factors of just engrossing distractions. You just go out and do stuff. I always tell people that about working out. Like, fuck your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah. Sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, fuck yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable. You're not even motivated yourself. Like, I want to wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go, come on, man, we're going running. Like, I want to see what you do when you're tired. Let me see how you push yourself. Come on, man, get up. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. Get up again tomorrow. The next day. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Keep going. How long can you maintain a positive attitude? As much as I like to use, like, the term that was perfect, there really is nothing perfect in human beings. There's always room for improvement. There's always a shorter path. There's always a quicker victory. There's always new things to learn. And as soon as you start thinking that you've mastered something to the point of an end, like you kind of missed out what it's all about in the first place. It's all about, you're constantly uncomfortable. You're supposed to be constantly uncomfortable. Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit on the couch. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control. Your attitude has a giant effect, not just on your life, but on other people's lives around you. That's the other thing about it. Those I can't catch a break guys, get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a shit ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. When people ask me, like, why does he do all these things? Like, what is the motivation here? I go, he's on a mental journey that very few people have ever been on. Because what people don't understand you, they misunderstand you, or they purposely misinterpret the way you're living your life. You're trying to understand your mind in a way that very few human beings ever get to understand their mind, because you're taking your mind into these terrible dark places all the time, and you're trying to pull things out of that. You're trying to learn things about yourself and about your potential from that.
That's exactly it.
And that's what people don't understand. It's like, I fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shitty breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shitty breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges. And the people that look at those challenges and go, why do I always have these challenges? They're cancer. Those people are dangerous to be around. They will rob you of your enthusiasm. They don't give you any fuel. They're the opposite of fuel.
Yeah.
Like the fuel people,
they're the whole
the people
tank.
That are kicking ass, the people that are out there just fucking hustling, always getting things done. The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
that always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing, and then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great. Bro, you gotta fucking stop. You gotta stop with all this I can't catch a break bullshit. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Fucking something. But this I can't catch a break shit is not helping anybody, and it pushes everybody away from you. But some people, they get caught in that pattern. And it might be their parents. It might be how they were raised. Somebody might have told them they were useless real early on. It's stuck. And they never feel like they get enough reassurance. They never feel like they get enough motivation. And they feel like other people get more. And they look at all these other people. How come he gets that? How come she gets this? How come he's got that going on? The opportunity takes place usually when you're young and you don't have any responsibility. That's when you have your options. Well, your options are severely limited the more you gather responsibilities. Like, if I had to, as a 51-year-old father of three, married man, pays taxes, has a house and a mortgage and a business and all that jazz, if I had to quit everything now and struggle the way I struggled as a stand-up comedian, it would never work. But the only way I could be this person now is if I took that chance when I was 21, when I was dead broke and had my cars repossessed and all that stuff. That's the only way you ever get where you want to go. And that's what social media is. It's dessert. It's candy. It's things that are kind of fun up to a point. But you just got to know what that point is and how to manage your own attention span. And just also have sovereignty over your mind. You have to control your mind. You have to be able, like, if your mind starts getting anxious, okay, I know we're getting weird. It's time to work out. Okay, I know maybe we should meditate. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that. Don't just keep scrolling. You have to take a path that's dangerous. And most people want to take the safe path. And the safe path leaves you stuck in quiet desperation almost every time. It's hell. It's hell. You're selling insurance or some other shit that you care zero about. Most people don't have that kind of self-control and discipline. They don't have to. All most people have to do is when the alarm goes off, get up, wash yourself, brush your teeth, eat something, go to work, do whatever minimal amount you have to do to keep that job, and then on the bathroom breaks and whenever no one's looking, look through your phone, be distracted, come home, watch Netflix, go to sleep, repeat. That's most people. So they don't have to do anything because they haven't set up their life in a way that requires serious attention and an objective sense of your perspective and your interaction with humans and the way the world is working. They don't have the time. They don't. They have family problems, job problems, their car's fucked. Something's wrong with their house they gotta fix. The way you can change is you have to put aside enough money to give yourself a window. And then you have to have a plan. And you have to spend all your waking hours outside of whatever shit job you do planning your escape. And you have to come to the realization very clearly that you fucked up and you got yourself stuck. So whatever you're doing, you have to do it like your life depends on it. And whether it is you're trying to be an author, and if you're gonna try to be an author and you're working 8 hours a day plus commuting plus family responsibilities or whatever else you have, whatever time that you have to attack like you're trying to save the world. You're trying to save your life. You don't want to drown. That 1.5 hours a day that you have to write, goddamn, you better be caffeinated and motivated. You got to go. You got to get after it, and you got to have discipline. That's most people don't have those things. Most people don't understand what it's like to really go for something and to know that the consequences of not doing that are horrific. People are immensely distracted. So what social media does for them is it gives them a brief rest from their own problems to just look at some fucking drag queen reading stories to kids and get outraged, or some new thing that's going on with some girl that made some crazy video and now everybody's talking about it. Like, it's just most people don't have much discipline, and they don't have to. And they've gotten through life being overweight, eating processed foods, and drinking too much, and smoking too much, and taking all kinds of pills to mitigate all these problems that they have because they've not taking care of themselves.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
So they're on anti-anxiety medication, anti-depression medication, and anti-this and that, and they're trying to lose weight, so they're on Ozempic, and that's most people. The slide-off is the hardest part.
Yeah.
Like, the discipline is very hard, but the slide-off, it's so hard to avoid the slide-off. When you're used to eating bad food and fucking around and staying up late and drinking like all these guys do,
yeah,
it's really hard to be disciplined and just to say, no matter what, even if I travel on the road, I got to get workouts in because I can't lose ground. One of the things that people always look for in life, they look for a point where they can rest. They love the idea of a struggle as long as it ends, and then when it ends, they're going to have a nice, comfortable spot.
It must end.
Yeah,
the suffering must end.
Yeah, you should relax, man. You've done so much.
That's right.
You've really done so much. But this, the idea of reaching this golden year is it's a very flawed idea, mm-hmm. because it's an idea that you're gonna work hard, but then you're gonna reach the finish line. But there's no finish line.
No.
It doesn't exist. It's just hard when you're not where you want to be in life, and if you're listening to this and you're just not satisfied with your position in life, it's hard to think that way. All you want is that thing, but you gotta somewhere along the line figure out how to enjoy yourself. Somewhere along the line, figure out how to just go as hard as you can, but also enjoy it. Try to enjoy it, because that changes the whole tone of the experience. And I think that makes you more successful. I really do, because I think you have more energy, you have more focus, and you collect better energy around you from other people. They feel your energy. They're inspired by the way you live your life and how you treat people and what you do and how you do things, and they want to do a similar thing. They want to do something that makes them feel that way, and they want other people to feel that way as well. And it's got the butterfly effect. It just goes through all the people that are around you. People make those excuses. It just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Because I've seen examples. I've been very fortunate that I have good health.
Yep.
But I've seen many examples. And I've also been very fortunate that I never got out of shape. I just kept working out my whole life. But I've seen people that are fat as fuck, 350 pounds, just barely can get around. And then they decide, I'm going to take control of my fucking health. Mm-hmm. And then they just do it.
Yep.
They just do it. And even if you just got to walk around a block, even if you walk up flights of stairs, even if you just do a push-up, even if you do a sit-up, mm-hmm. just do something, man. Do some bodyweight squats. Do something. It can be done. But people need a thing to get them going. Right, they need a thing.
Right,
they need a goal. They need sometimes the first step is the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard to take that 1,000,000 step too, but sometimes the first step is the most. There's something about the. What do I do? They start going over their phone. They start calling people. They don't get out of the house.
Right,
there's something about procrastination. It's like, you know, it's painful.
Oh, yeah.
You know you should be doing things, but you just keep doing it. You got a good day in.
Yep.
That's sometimes all you need to do and decide, this is what I do from now on. I have good days.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's going to be another good day, and then I'm going to force myself into another good day. And the next thing you know, I've got some momentum.
Right.
You got some momentum. You could change everything. You have to make mistakes. You've been there. You feel it. You understand what it is. And then you have that time to adjust. That's why losing in life is so important, whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better. And I mean that, you know, in a relative sense, like even getting good at something, forget about victory, like making a terrible book that gets rejected by every publisher and then writing a really good one and people accept it and you're like, fuck, I got better. Yes. Like that,
that's
feeling.
Interesting. Yeah.
Those feelings of failure are really critical for your motivation. I've felt many times in my life, I've felt like I could slip the wrong way and I see it. I see the dark hole and I go, fuck that. Mm. And just go the other way. The problem is when people fall into that dark hole, they think that defines them. But it doesn't.
Right.
It doesn't define you. It's just you right now. You could be totally different tomorrow. You're a human being. You can think. You can adjust. And there's so much inspiration. It's one of the beautiful things about your Instagram page and many, many other Instagram pages is that you can take – if you curate your feed correctly and you don't follow a bunch of knuckleheads – you can go to your Instagram or to whatever social media platform you like, and you can go and check out a lot of cool shit.
Oh, man.
And you feel good about it. You get fired up, and you want to do good with your life. Look, there's a lot of ways you could look at bad events. You could say a bad event is just who you are, and you just have bad events, and you're a fucking loser, and life hates you, and God hates you, and look at that. Happening to Mike again. Can't fucking believe it. There's a lot of guys who go through life like that. And, you know, they could say that they seek comfort in lowering the standards that they expect out of things. So when things go bad and they say, well, I fucking knew it, for them, it like alleviates some concern about what's going to happen in the future, because the future is always dog shit. So by doing that, they've taken away the fear of succeeding, the fear of overcoming, the fear of improving, the fear of getting better as a human being.
Yeah.
If you just exhibit the same patterns, you fall into those patterns, whether it's alcoholism or gambling addiction or sex addiction. People fall into those because they're accustomed to it. It becomes a normal part of your life. And I think that's a scary thing for people, is to recognize that they're on a bad pattern and to say, okay, I have to stop drinking. How do this?
Right.
What steps do I make? Like, I know it's not determinism that makes David Goggins run harder than anybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
It's will.
Yeah.
It's 100% will. His knees are destroyed.
Yeah.
It's only will that just gets you up off the couch if your knees are destroyed and you run a tidy 30 miles that day. That's not determinism.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
If it was determinism, there'd be tons of those guys out there.
There's
only a small Cameron Haynes, small little fucking handful of these like psychotic people who have incredible will. World champion fighters, you know, Gordon Ryan in jiu-jitsu. Like Gordon Ryan works out every fucking day of the week.
Yeah.
365 days a year. It's luxury that's provided to you by a life that's fairly safe. You know, people that live in war-torn countries and have very difficult lives, they don't have that luxury of just sitting around all day and doing nothing and, oh, I go outside and run errands. That's going to make me feel better. You're dealing with, like, real stress.
That's right.
And I think that there's an expression that someone told me once, and I say it all the time. The worst thing that's ever happened to you is the worst thing that's ever happened to you. If it's you got a dent in your car, or it's your parents get killed in a car accident. Either one of those things is the worst thing, depending upon the level of whatever stress or anxiety or horrible things that you've experienced in your life. That sort of measure, that's your watermark for what you can and can't tolerate. If you want to be really great at something, you kind of have to be out of your fucking mind, but you also have to have an iron will.
Yeah.
You don't want to work out every day.
Yeah.
There's going to be days you just want to eat cake and sleep.
Yeah.
But if you want to get past the guy who eats cake and sleeps, you don't eat cake and you don't sleep.
Yeah.
That's will, dude. That's will. There's people out there that are just working harder than everybody else, and they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And that's their grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those people are super valuable. Those people are so valuable. The Marvin Hagler's of the world, the Rocky Marcianos of the world, like those are very, very valuable people.
Yeah.
Because they change everybody's perspective of like what's possible, what to strive for, and what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you really want to be a champion? Why? Because you just want to be cool? You want to be the coolest guy on the block? Like, you're not going to win. You're going to find some fucking psychopath who just lives it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's their whole life. And if it's not your whole life, get out. This conversation is such a blanket conversation. And when you're talking about people's personal experiences, their personal depression and trauma, people are always very quick to sort of accentuate the negative aspects of whatever they've gone through. No, you're talking about, but mine was worse.
Right.
But mine was this. Right. Mine was unbearable. Mine was the, and I think that's something that our society, for whatever reason, encourages.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.